Good afternoon, everyone. Well, it was not a great Friday for the Australian share market. In fact, the ASX 200 dropped by about 50 points, falling by about 0.75% to 7,148. Now, having said this, it could have been significantly worse today because in the first 15 or so minutes of the day, our market was down about 1.2%, then started to improve for most of the session, only to fade a little in the final hour or two of the day. So that means over the week, the ASX 200 fell by around 0.9%, and it means that we've fallen back now for two consecutive weeks. Now, the big catalyst for the losses that we've had in the past couple of days have certainly been central banks and a few moves that we've seen from major central banks around the world. And this has really resulted in some heavy losses globally. So the European markets were down about 3.5% last night. The US share market was down a good 2.5%. So last night we heard from the European Central Bank, we heard from the Bank of England, and the Swiss National Bank as well. All three actually raised interest rates by 50 basis points or 0.5% at their final board meetings of the year. So they basically joined the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, which raised rates by 50 basis points a day earlier. So some of the concerns are more to do with the outlook for the future, where a number of these central banks have said they'll need to continue to raise interest rates a number of times in 2023. No sign that they're slowing down at the moment. That was more important than the actual size of the rate hikes that we've seen from them. So this is creating concerns of a potential global economic slowdown next year, a recession in a number of countries, including the United States. The US dollar also strengthened, the Aussie dollar fell, and commodity prices have dropped back in the past day or two as well. So this means that December continues to be an underwhelming month so far for our market, even though it historically has been the best month of the year, at least here in Australia. This is going back 7 decades. Not the case this time around. A key reason as well is not firstly the central banks that are continuing to flag more rate hikes, but secondly it's the fact that we had a very strong lead up into December. So the US market rose by roughly 10% in October and November, the Aussie market by about 14%, and the European markets up by about 20%. So they came off the back of, you know, that high base, I guess, and markets have been certainly doing it a little tougher in the past week or two here in Australia. Now, as far as stocks and sectors are concerned, we had 9 of 11 sectors dropping back today. Energy stocks and industrials were the day's only winners, but the gains there were quite modest. The worst performers, or at least some of them, were sectors that are actually quite sensitive to interest rate hikes. So tech stocks, which are very sensitive to rate hikes, higher interest rates can actually hurt their valuations. So we've had tech stocks down about 2% today. Retail stocks that also take a bit of a hit when people have less money to spend at the shops, they drop back about 1.1% today. And the mining sector was hit partly because of that strengthening US dollar, which has been a bit of a weight on a number of commodities. So most of the majors were down. As far as individual winners and losers go today, the best performer was freight rail operator Aurizon, which rose about 4%. Now, it announced the sale of its East Coast rail business for about $425 million today. And it's going to use those proceeds initially to help actually pay down some of its debt. A second best performer was Kelsian Group, which rose about 3.5% today. This is a group that provides ferry and coach tours in a number of countries, including Australia. The third best, Coronado Global Resources, which was up about 3%. But keep in mind, it's taken a number of hits over the course of the month. So at the start of the month, Coronado essentially cut its coal forecast due to heavy rain in Queensland and also flagged high cost. And at the start of the week on Monday, it actually received a price target cut by a major broker, which is a reason why its shares fell by about 5% at the start of the week. Another standout though was New Hope, which rose by about 2.8% today. Coal miners like New Hope and Whitehaven both received some broker upgrades in recent days, and that seemed to be quite supportive for the share price in recent in the last couple of sessions. Now, the worst performers today, Silver Lake, Block, Alumina, and Tabcorp. And if we look at the week overall, the best performers, Kelsian Group, which was up around 11 or so percent, Brainchip and St Barbara, they all rose by around that 10% mark. The worst performers, certainly dominated by lithium miners, a few others as well. So Liontown Resources, Silver Lake Resources, Lake Resources, Mineral Resources, Core Lithium, Pilbara Minerals were some of the harder hit stocks on the market. And that seemed to be partly because of Pilbara Minerals, where it came out saying that the amount of money it made for each ton of lithium that it sold recently was a little lower than what it made earlier. So markets have been interpreting this as a sign perhaps that lithium prices, at least over the short term, might have peaked. So that was behind that. Now, looking forward from here, tonight, we've got a number of updates on the state of manufacturing and the services sectors in Europe and the United States. That's going to be important. But this is actually really the last big week of 2022 for the Aussie share market and also really for global markets. What we tend to see is the closer we get to Christmas, the quieter things tend to get. Volumes tend to dry up. There's less economic news out. There are fewer bits of scheduled company news. There aren't as many annual general meetings and the like as well. So this is actually our last market close report of 2022. We won't be back until a week or two into January as well. Quite typical that in the final week or two of the month, in the early part of Jan, you see volumes die down significantly as investors and traders tend to look elsewhere. Not at markets, but they do other things, of course, with their families and friends instead. It hasn't been a great year, but hasn't been a terrible one either. If we take a step back, the ASX 200 is down a little with a couple of weeks left in December, but it certainly could have been worse. At the start of October, our market was down 14%. Now we're only down around that 2-3% mark over the course of the calendar year. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And let's hope for an even better 2023.